Chrysler runs into a wall.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Chrysler has decided to run with Great Wall Motor Company in China. Great Wall is known best for making SUVs and trucks, but is expanding into cars. The automakers announced a deal today that includes a study to share technology, components, and distribution. That's about all they'll say. We do know that Chrysler's been looking for foreign partners to help get business going as sales in the U.S. continue to slump. Car sales are slow because of gas prices. And the cash register at Cracker Barrel may be a little quieter for the same reason. AAA expects about 4,000 fewer people will hit the roads this holiday weekend. Jeremy Hobson has a look at some of the roadside winners and losers.
The obvious losers are the roadside restaurants, motels, and gas stations. Just this week, Cracker Barrel slashed its sales outlook for the year. Plus, there are the less obvious losers. Don Holacek directs the Tourism Center at Michigan State University.
What's behind those roadside businesses in terms of accounting firms, and laundry firms, wholesalers, insurance?
Tom Lewis, who authored a book on the highway system, says entire towns that depend on interstate traffic could also suffer. But there will be winners this weekend.
The short-haul rail systems, the bus systems, and public transportation.
Lewis says resort destinations near major metropolitan areas will also fare well as people ask themselves this question.
Is it any better for me to get in the car and drive 500 miles when I can get in the car and drive 50 or 60 miles and have just as much fun?
I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Fireworks fun will be a little dimmer this year. Jean-Luc Renault has that story.
Here's a sound you won't be hearing in many towns tonight. The sluggish economy has cities across the country blowing out the fuse on their annual fireworks show. In Chula Vista, California, falling tax revenue has opened a $15 million hole in the city's budget. David Garcia is city manager.
We focused on preserving core services. In that list of funding priorities, one of the ones that fell out was the $40,000 for the fireworks display.
Fireworks are also more expensive this year. Stephen Vitale is CEO of fireworks wholesaler Pyrotechnico. He says a supply shortage of imported fireworks forced him to raise prices by as much as 25%.
It's going to price some of the smaller shows out of the market.
Sonoma County in Northern California found a way to spare its fireworks display. It held the show last night to save on holiday overtime for police and fire crews. I'm Jean-Luc Renault for Marketplace.
Wall Street has the day off. Here's how the shortened trading week wrapped up yesterday. The Dow was up 73 points, about 0.7% to 11,288, still within reach of bear territory. The Nasdaq was down 6 to 2245. The S&P 500 picked up a point yesterday to 1262. Shares in Europe are lower today, and for the Nikkei, it was another tough one. That brings the Japanese benchmark to 12 straight days of losses. It hasn't seen a streak like this since 1954. It seems people are selling off everything they can these days. A university student in Minnesota has been charged with a felony for trying to sell his vote in the upcoming presidential election. Get this. He put it on eBay, asking for a $10 minimum bid. He says it was a joke.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Brand Week, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
Disney World may be one of Florida's top destinations, but a lot of vacationers are looking for lower-cost alternatives. For some families, it's back to the state's old roadside attractions, the glass-bottomed boats in Silver Springs, a refurbished Cypress Gardens park, and those famous mermaids at Weeki Wachee Springs. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch splashed around for this story.
For 60 years, young women wearing fishtails have performed an underwater act in these turquoise waters. Today's grand finale features mermaid Stacy. Families pack the viewing area as Mermaid Stacy dives deep down into the freshwater spring.
Here they are. Start the pumps. Her partner is now pulling up the air hose, leaving the mermaid 117 feet down, holding her breath.
The announcer invites all of us to hold our breath with her. Mermaid Stacy is a petite blonde named Stacy McConnell.
When you first got started, how long could you hold your breath underwater?
About 18 seconds. That's how long I held it in the tryout.
That was 10 years ago. In the years that followed, Wekiwachi Springs nearly went under. Tourists preferred flashier theme parks. Wekiwachi's attendance dropped. The park fell into disrepair. The mermaids launched a Save Our Tails campaign. They marketed Wekiwachi as a low-cost alternative to Disney World and Universal Studios. Season passes go for as little as $30. People took the bait. Last year, the park turned a profit. 61-year-old Jerry Reidenbach used to swim in the springs as a kid. He even married a former mermaid.
This was native Florida. This is the Florida I grew up in. Highway 19 and US 1 on the East Coast and the little attractions on the side of the road. It's 1950 Florida, right here.
The park has a different appeal for his granddaughter, Kaylee.
We get to see a lot of the mermaids performing, and we can go swimming.
Marketing director John Athanason says the mermaids are the brand of Wekiwachi. But what keeps the park afloat is Buccaneer Bay, a water park built into the spring.
The water park's really the bread and butter. It's the financial stability of this park.
Mermaid Stacy emerges from the deep, does several graceful pirouettes, then finally reaches for an air hose.
There. And how long did that mermaid hold?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mermaid Stacy has held her breath for an amazing 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
In Wekiwachi, Florida, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
In case you didn't catch that was 2 minutes and 38 seconds for Mermaid Stacy. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Happy 4th. Have a good weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.